When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey guys, what's up? It is me, LeRae. I'm here with my lovely fellow American boy dream star, Noah Beck.
Hey guys.
Welcome back to Put a Sock in a Podcast featuring LeRae, Noah Beck, and a special guest that we can't mention yet because he's probably either doing some push-ups, fucking, I don't know, at Dog Pound or at a festival. Or in Miami, or Vegas.
Or a casino.
Or in
a strip club.
A strip club. 11 at Miami.
He's everywhere.
God knows what this bitch is doing. Every time I see our special guest, you guys will this will make sense when
I think they already know who
the bitch
it is.
Walks in.
The bitch.
Every time I see him, I feel like I'm in Black Mirror.
Why is that?
Just because like he's like the epitome of male. Like, if you think of male, you think of this guy.
I can barely see through this glass, but I know he's like glimpses of him right now.
Yeah, I am. I'm a fucking him snorting pre-workout before coming in here. Jesus. No, amazing, great guy. 10 out of 10. Honestly, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Honestly, would I take a bullet for him? No, but I feel like he can literally bounce the bullet back with his chest. So he's got it all under control. Anyways, Noah, how are you doing? What's new with ya?
I'm good.
You look cozy today.
I'm very cozy today. Yeah, I've been good. Very content. Not content. Never content.
Can we... You know what we can talk about? Let's talk about our recent comments.
Recent comments? On this podcast?
Yeah. Because I read...
What have they been like?
I read through like literally every single comment on our podcast just for like
constructive criticism. That's good. That's good.
And a lot of people said
you're coachable. I love that.
Yeah, a lot of people said that you looked sad with the Vinny episode.
Sad?
Were you going through anything?
No, I wasn't sad.
Dragged through the mud.
Why? You were getting dragged from me being sad.
They said that I was making you feel like what's the word? Left out. They're saying I wasn't giving you attention.
No,
I am
don't.
So sorry to the Becksters that
I was not
massaging
Noah's Nation. They've changed their name. They're now Noah's Nation.
Oh, my God.
They are iconic, but they're pretty protective. But
I can tell.
With Vinny being on the episode, I just, a lot of the things you guys were talking about, I just
didn't relate.
Yeah, well, not even just relating. Like, I wanted to. That's why I was just... You know, I was being a sponge. I was taking in all the information. Y'all were talking about things that were new to me. So
felt that.
You know, I didn't want to chime in and just like say things.
I felt that.
But
I did feel a little
bad. Was listening and I was just like,
yeah, you're just living in the moment.
Yeah.
But if you did feel that, I'm sorry. Because I know how it feels. Literally, when your sister and you guys were here, I was a little bit like, I was like, what do I say? But then like I can just see myself just like, or I can see how you were just like, oh, this is interesting. I'm just going to sit here and like sit back and watch the
action. Yeah. I mean, I know it's a podcast. You can't really not talk.
Yeah.
But there are times when like I feel like I listen best when I'm literally just.
Yeah. You're a great listener. Nope. I will say that.
Thank you.
Noah gave me love advice the other day. Yeah. You're actually really smart when it comes to love.
Thanks.
It's kind of weird. As you being like, you know, a man, it's like you wouldn't expect
a 20-year-old man.
Yeah. You're just like fucking Dr. Phillip and this bitch. But no, Noah really does help and listens when I talk. So I appreciate that. Are we going to kiss now or something? Because like that was really fucking sentimental. I'm confused.
You should kiss our guest.
I'm okay.
He's looking at that like.
He breaks the glass.
Are you going to Coachella? It's this weekend.
I am going to Coachella. I am excited to see Harry Styles. I think I'm going to literally project off vomit and probably like faint a little
bit. As soon as his first note, you're just off.
No, I'm literally, as it was going to play at a 94-minute loop in my head, and I'm probably going to either A, faint, or B, literally have to take several shots to sit
there. What are your thoughts on As It Was?
Oh, so fucking good.
Did you love it at first?
Oh, I loved it in this. Oh, the moment of the first 5 seconds, bitch.
Really?
I was into
it's
it.
It's good vibes.
It really is. It makes me feel like life's okay and I don't want to Hannah Baker myself.
Oh. Whoa.
Like, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, like, cured my depression, my little anxiety I had left.
What's your plan for Coachella? Like, are you going with a brand or are you just going?
I'm going with YouTube, and me and Nile are sleeping on the Safari Grounds, which is literally on Coachella site.
Fire.
Yeah. So
you're getting the full experience.
I'm getting the full experience. It's Harry Styles. I'm going to make sure I get the best of the best experience. And we're sleeping in a trailer on like a campsite. Apparently, like, these fucking rich ass bitches sleep on like tents that are like $30,000. I'm going for free, so I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I'm down to sleep on the floor. I don't care.
Right.
So it's gonna be it's like beggars experience can't be choosers, for sure. You know? Huh?
I said beggars can't be choosers.
Beggar? I thought you said beggars can't be choosers. I was like, okay, that's King, a thing. I see you, beggars. I see you. But yeah, it's gonna be insane. So
yeah, no, I'm stoked.
What are you wearing? Do you know what you're wearing?
I haven't even packed. I leave tomorrow morning.
Why do you leave so early?
I was told to get there tomorrow morning.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with just my house. We got a house near the site, like within like 2 miles away. So we're just going to...
It's you, Markel, Vinny.
Me, Markel, Vinny, Blake. And then I think Amelie's going to tag along. And then I think... It's just like a home base. Like, I just wanted like a home base because then I'm going to be hopping around. Like, I have to like... I've said yes to a few things already. So I'm kind of like stressed about it. Like, so I'm kind of overwhelmed.
Is your first festival, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have so much fun.
I'm excited. But I did say yes to a lot of things. And I have I'm going with the brand. So I'm going with Revolve.
Oh, sick.
So I'm going with them. And they like... They spoiled me, which is nice, and yeah. So I'm excited about that and like that experience. But yeah, no, I'm mainly excited just like waking up and then just like laying out by the pool playing
games. I already know how you are, and you're gonna have a great time.
I have no expectations for it. I did at first, and I was like, I think I have an idea of what it's gonna be like, but then I was like, just go, and like I don't want to set any expectations.
Yeah,
but
period.
Wait, what should I wear?
You can literally pull anything you. Like put on your body,
so but it's not like
it's more so just like don't wear the same thing that you usually wear. I feel like you should you should try something for sure new and go crazy with it.
But okay, so this is where
can I dress you for one day?
Maybe
I would demolish you.
But at the same time,
wait,
promise. But at the same time, I heard like Coachella, like it's not as much about like the crazy outfits anymore. Well, yeah, it's just
I
like
I feel like bitches who care about like the people who act like this is the Met Gala needs fucking therapy. And honestly, get off of Instagram because you're.
I want to be cozy. I'm gonna be in the sun all day. I want to wear something that I could like get some sun exposure. Like I'm literally
my outfits are all probably just like they're cozy. It's like 90 degrees.
I looked it up. It's gonna be like 90.
Some of the influencers or my friend Mario hangs out with like a bunch of influencers every day. So he comes back home and like literally he's like my little like. My mole.
Right.
So he'll like keep me updated with everything. And he was telling me that one of the influencers he's hung out with is like doing like all these like crazy custom outfits that cost him like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm like, half of them is going to be like a leather suit or something. I'm like, bitch, you're going to the desert.
Right.
Your fucking ass crack is going to be sweating. Like, why are you doesn't trying? Sound this is not that me- it's
yeah,
not fun.
Yeah, it doesn't
it's
sound like, fun to me. Just I just, fun. Yeah. I'm literally in my head right now. I'm going for like basic just like summer spring outfits in terms of like but I'd probably style them differently. Like I'm probably gonna go with like some like short sleeve button ups or even like a long sleeve button up rolled up, probably opened up pretty, and then like maybe some like fun shorts, some like comfy shoes, maybe like a bandana tied around the neck, bandana on the head, you know, sunglasses.
I see it.
Like I didn't want like a month ago when I was like I'm gonna go chill, I immediately thought like basketball jerseys, like snapbacks, and just
I could. It's so crazy. I could see you looking so fire in like a Lakers jersey or like a all
very blue. Fratty.
Yeah, like
I'll probably
but like
have
make
a frat
it look
cool-y
though.
Right, I'll
cool-y?
Probably.
Got a word? Did I just make a word? No.
Maybe.
I could so see you like a bat. Like a
I'll
jersey.
Probably do some kind of like frat look.
It's on so brand. Like,
why
I mean,
not?
Go off, King. Do what you gotta do. Make sure you
speaking
take care
of frat
your body.
And on brand. Oh my god, Bryce Hall. That's get the- on in here. Hey Bryce.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm here.
How have you been?
I'm here. That's good.
No, it's good, dude. Honestly.
You were just in, you just had like a little
bender. Like a little travel bender. Yeah, I went from Arizona to Miami back to here, and I got the gnarliest sunburn of all time. I
saw that.
I'm like,
oh, wow.
That's a third degree burn.
I'm peeling.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Like a snake.
Yeah.
It's like a snaky snake.
My face didn't peel, thank God, but
I got the tan going. That's
my
good.
Shoulders are messed up.
That's the worst when the face gets peeling.
Yeah.
But what was that for? Just
honestly fun? Crypto stuff, but we incorporated alcohol like a lot. Mm. So I'm going sober.
That's nice.
Fully sober now.
Heard this before.
Maybe some like you have.
I've
but
heard
maybe
this.
Maybe some like, you know, ganja here and there, but no alcohol for a while. Taking a full.
What's your favorite stem of weed?
I like indica. I only do it at night when I'm like ready to knock.
That is.
You still sober or what?
Yeah.
Lame.
Don't shame him.
I'm not shaming him. I'm just saying it's like.
In the wait, that travel bender was for crypto. How's that going for you?
Well, the Arizona one was just like a few club appearances.
Gotcha.
Love those. But then Miami, it was like We went with Ryan Kavanaugh.
Dope.
That was pretty sick.
What's what kind of crypto are you into? Like, are you into
Ethereum.
Like
Ethereum?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you? How many?
I feel like I'm in Black Mirror. Oh my God.
What's your NFT wallet looking like?
He described me as a Black Mirror alpha male. I like that. I'm gonna go with that.
It's very accurate. And here we are sitting about talking about crypto. Would you guys like to elaborate?
Finance bros.
Yeah, y'all. Are you getting into NFTs as well?
Yeah. I've been in NFTs.
If we weren't TikTokers, we'd actually be working on Wall Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Big nice. Finance guys. Yeah.
So how do you make so much money off of selling like pictures of monkeys with like bandanas and stuff?
It's an interesting concept.
That's kind of weird how you don't have one yet.
I have one, but I don't know where it is. Or how to use it.
Is it the after
party?
Do
you actually have
an ape? It's from after.
No, he doesn't have an ape.
No.
Oh.
What?
Oh, no.
You thought he saved your ass. He saved your ass.
I thought you said you had one. You just didn't know where it was.
Somehow that was going to turn.
You literally saved his ass. It was coming.
I'm like, nope.
No, I don't understand the whole like NFT thing.
Okay, here's the super dummy down version.
You see, you're the 30th person in LA that tried to explain what NFT is to me.
Okay, then
I get the concept.
I won't even try.
I get the concept. But the dumbed down version is rich people are just bored and are just like buying pictures online.
To an extent, it's kind of a way for the rich to get richer.
And it's kind of like the easiest way to make money. You can do it from your home.
I mean, okay. Yeah.
It is a really weird
I'm super
concept.
Anal about it. Like, I'm not afraid to like look into it. It just like doesn't make sense to me. It's like,
well, that's the scariest part. That's why so many people don't.
That's
why so many people don't do it. And it's because it's like kind of scary and like it's new and it's like this whole thing.
Do you do it?
I'm into NFTs.
You're into NFTs?
Yeah.
How many NFTs you got?
I keep it on the DL. I mostly keep it on the DL. I got like two or three, but like,
not the monkey.
Huh?
You got the monkey?
No, I don't have an ape.
It's an ape.
It's an ape?
It's an ape.
It's an ape.
No. Wait, is it like the rare
card?
It's
got a board ape. There's a mutant ape.
There's a ton of like brand-offs. Like people saw the board ape doing well and people tried to make like a ton of different.
You can't get one of those pictures, like you like to say, for under $300,000.
Yeah, that's like the floor price.
Who's going to buy that? Elon?
He probably has a few.
A lot of people. Actually, probably.
Elon probably's got a few.
Well, like, kudos to you guys. Like, that's sick.
Have you ever heard this description of it? Do you know, like, you play Fortnite, no? Mm-hmm. You've played Fortnite.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, when you get the battle pass and you get, like, new skins and stuff like that, it's kind of like a fun thing. Like,
yeah, 100%.
You collect, like, these skins to play as your character. And it's just kind of like, why do you get them? Like, why do you get Fortnite
because
skins?
Because you get to play with the skin.
Exactly. And you get to, like, show your friends and it's like, hey, like, I got this skin.
Yeah. 100%.
That's basically what NFTs are, and like people are trying to incorporate like fun ways to like with your NFTs, like they're making like arcade games out of it. So
there's
like
a movie
so many different
for the Bored Apes.
Yeah,
nice. Go off to the Bored Ape.
Rise of the Planet of the Bored Apes.
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
How do I audition for that role?
Honestly, I don't know. Like who? They definitely are using like some A-list celeb voice actors.
Yeah, they got to do something like that.
I mean, it's the Bored Apes. You can't go like half cent on that.
Well, I mean, so many people, like, it became like a trend to get them. And so I feel like so many A-list celebrities just have.
Should we buy one live on podcast right now?
Just buy one right now?
How much do they go for? Like, what's the
standard? We said, 300K no, like
the focus. Oh, the board. I'm talking like the most basic NFT. It's like, how much would that go for?
You could get NFTs for like a
couple dollars.
But you want the big boys.
Oh, okay. Sick. Screenshot your shit.
It's a very interesting,
I could still screenshot it.
You can screenshot all you want, but it's worth nothing if you screenshot it. Because it's literally why NFTs, Coinbase and all this stuff, like, it tracks every single transaction you've ever done, every single transaction on the blockchain.
So it's an app that, okay, now I got it.
They're
sites, so me screenshotting, it's basically copyrighted through an app. And the app's called Coinbase.
Well, you can literally look up, if there's a Bored Ape, you
Coinbase
can literally...
Coinbase is cryptocurrencies investments. Mm. OpenSea is like the main thing where you get NFTs. But you use cryptocurrency to purchase these pictures.
Sick.
I feel like I'm a teacher.
Yeah, we're crash coursing right now. Okay.
Anyways, on to more interesting stuff.
Yes.
How's everyone's love life? I heard you talking about like advice or whatever. What happened?
How is your love life?
My love life is complicated, obviously, because I'm a very emotional person. So I love to just be like, if I don't get the certain attention of love that I'm looking for, I like start to think over. I overthink everything, and so that results to me asking Noah, like, "Hey, like, your girlfriend's a fire sign. Why do they react this way?" And he always like gives me the validation that I'm looking for. Yeah. So that's where it comes.
Yeah, no, I...
How's your love life?
I'm probably the worst person to ask for advice.
I'm aware.
So, really?
Yeah.
About love?
Yeah.
I think I'm somewhat good.
No, you're not a horrible boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I feel like you're...
I just can't give advice to other people.
Yeah. You're like,
take a shot, pussy. Yeah.
Like, okay.
That's a solution to some things.
Yeah.
You just can't say it to Noah.
No.
For example. You can say it to Larray for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Larray would down some tequila.
Right.
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 And that's the solution to
your problems.
Some problems, yes.
Understandable.
I swear I'm not an alcoholic.
No.
I don't think I'm not.
Yeah. So, you bought a house in Vegas, in Nevada. Yeah. Why'd you do that? Tell the people why'd you do that.
Because I love gambling. Like, I love it.
Wait, no, the other reason.
No, that's it.
No, like the...
It's just gambling.
Oh, okay.
It's like strictly a gambling house. So, you know how many people want to go to Vegas, have fun?
Duh.
Yeah. So, I'm going to join them.
It wasn't for house. Tax benefits or anything?
Oh, no. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I didn't even know that, but shit, I guess I got lucky, right?
Yeah, I guess. Nevada's a pretty good state when it comes to like taxes. So, okay. Would you get a house? Okay, so you recently just bought this house.
Yeah. I'm probably going to buy another one.
Okay, where at?
Either Miami or another one in Vegas.
You would do another one in Vegas?
Yeah.
Why?
One I can just rent out. The other is mine.
Okay.
This is crazy.
What?
Like I'm on Xanax.
Going on?
I don't know. I feel like I'm in Euphoria or some shit. Y'all bitches are fucking crazy.
Well, we're talking real estate.
No, I've never seen bros talk like this. This is crazy. Keep going. I'm interested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, listen up.
When are you buying your first house? That's the best investment you could do.
I'm buying my first house this year.
Your lease is almost up, no?
Mm-hmm.
September.
What's your plan?
How do you know?
I don't know.
A little crazy.
We were talking about it.
But yeah, I kind of want to buy my first house and kind of like far away though. I'll be Irvine.
Actually?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I lived out there my whole life. I've literally lived in places that were in LA and I had the time of my life. Because if I want to be here, I can just literally drive here or I can get a hotel for a day.
How far is that? I don't even know.
It's like 45 minutes to an hour.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
That's like where the Hype House is?
No, it's the opposite way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Same distance though.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, like you can get a better price for your buck.
I'm assuming Irvine's cheaper.
Mm-mm.
Well, you could $1 million there, versus $1 million here.
Everyone's way more expensive, which is
really,
really weird. Yeah.
Is it?
Well, because the houses are nice and like it's really like just.
So why don't you why don't you use your money and go to a different state that's close to California?
Like where?
And rent out here.
Like where?
Vegas. That's a 45-minute flight.
That's scary.
Arizona. That's a 45-minute flight.
That's true, but I don't think I'd like Vegas.
What about Arizona?
I don't think I'd like Arizona either.
Why?
Washington.
Take it personally. Why?
Oh, I forgot. I mean,
Arizona's just, great.
Arizona's beautiful.
I love Arizona.
I love
the people in Arizona. I love Arizona.
Guessing you had a great time.
Oh, I had the best time in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. It was awesome. The clubs out there go crazy too.
Yeah. I didn't even know there were clubs in Arizona, obviously.
Oh, come on.
Well, I was growing up. I left Arizona
you
when I was 15.
There were clubs there. That's like the party school. ASU's like
no. ASU's like the Tempe area is like 40 minutes from my place.
Oh.
Okay. I was like in the Peoria area.
Yeah, you're like the lame area.
Yes.
Okay.
Not many clubs in Peoria.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Well, in ASU, shout out ASU, you guys party.
ASU's wild.
I love it.
Is the college you went to?
No, it's a college by my house. But Arizona State University is like the, like one of the party schools in the country.
Oh. I think it is number one.
What is the craziest memory you have of Bryce?
Of Bryce?
Mm-hmm.
Craziest memory.
I know a few off the top of the dome.
I have one.
Come on, you know. Share it.
I'm thinking of like.
No, you know. He knows. Because
there are a few.
There are.
You know what's so crazy?
So stupid. What?
Do you know?
Me and you both used to live with him at one point.
Yeah. Do people know that?
Yeah.
Is that like a public thing?
Not really a known thing. Let's
keep it. No, it was 2017.
They used to live together.
2017. It was like me, Mikey, our manager at the time, and then Lorette.
Wow.
I was literally fresh out of high school.
Same.
Didn't have money. They took me in, and it was the sweetest thing ever.
I used to film with Lorette before he was Lorette.
What's crazy is he was nice.
You made
to
him.
Me.
Yeah.
I made he actually
him. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. Made me want to die. But no, he actually, like, he was actually the nicest one in the house. Like, he actually, like, put me in videos and stuff, which is really sweet.
And then when you weren't in the videos, you were recording them. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He was filming.
I
for
was
us.
Filming.
Cool. Videographer.
Oh my gosh!
I know. Now it's like, hey,
self-made.
Put me in a video. Maybe that shouldn't.
Remember
even...
when you defended me on Twitter?
What part?
Oh, I forget how you're. He's actually loyal. Oh my god, motherfucker.
That's like very.
I got into an altercation with two guys back in the day.
Oh my god.
And
I remember that video.
Bryce,
do you have that video? Insert the video.
No, do not insert the video.
Insert the video.
And
I've seen the video.
It's pretty bad, dude.
Yeah.
Handled himself, Loki.
It was just, you know, sometimes you gotta fight your demons.
And that video is crazy. You're going off?
Like Loki, yeah. Like two versus one. Just beating ass.
You know me.
And then what?
I mean, he just like tweeted it and like was like being really like, he was like, I'm gonna beat these kids' ass if I ever see you. What the fuck is wrong with you? And me being gay, I'm like, slay. I like handle my.
It's like after they already got their ass beat, I was like, all right, I'll do it too.
Yeah.
Beautiful moment.
Yeah. Ah, those were the times, man.
Speaking of fighting, any
yes.
news on that coming? Are you gonna,
dude,
get back in the ring?
The island boys.
Okay.
Talk to their manager.
When
while
you were
in
Miami. Okay.
Low key. So I walk into Louis, and I was like looking at this foosball table.
Louis.
Like a Louis Vuitton foosball table.
Right.
And I was like, yo, I'll probably get this thing. Tells me it's 70 grand. I was like, all right, never mind. I don't want this thing. And I noticed like an older guy, and he like kind of, it looked like a fan out moment, like where he was like, oh. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up, man? Nice to meet you. And he goes, I manage the Island Boys. And I was like, wow.
What are the odds?
Fate.
Yeah, what are
like,
the odds?
And this is like a random area.
Because they live there, right?
Yeah, but like nowhere near where I was.
Okay.
And I like meet him and he's like, we're going to set this up. I know they're being dumb. We know that you're going to kick their ass, but we're going to set this up because this would be numbers. And I was like, yeah, just because I want to do it so bad.
Why do you want to do it so bad?
Because it's an easy W. Honestly, yeah. Like I'm doing the route of cherry picking. So that's why I'm like, I'll take the Island Boys. All right, Alex Wasabi, Fousey, and then like after a few of those, Deji. Dude, right. Jarvis like wanted to fight me, but he's like 120 pounds.
Yeah, didn't he fight
Michael Lee? Yeah. And I was like, dude, I can cut weight. I'm 190 pounds right now. Like I'm the heaviest I've been.
Yeah, I was about to say you've been trying to get up to that.
Yeah, I've been trying to get like mass. The last thing I want to do right now is sign a contract and cut 40 pounds again. Like last time I had to do that, I was 187 and I had to cut down to 165 in 2 months. And I was like, fuck. But we're looking at July.
Fight. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just about to ask, like, when are we going to see you in there?
Yeah. We're looking at July.
Have you continued training?
I literally am training with the Vargas brothers, if you know who they are. Father of world champion.
They sound familiar.
Yeah, they're big. They're like 4-0. All of them are undefeated fighters. Sick. Pro, which is going to be awesome. I start training literally tomorrow.
Sick. Okay.
Just to be ready.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
I'm like, fine, I'll get ready. Get loose again.
Have you talked to the Island Boys since? Like, are they?
Dude, we did a live stream like a week ago.
Really?
Or like a week and a half ago.
How'd this go?
Same, like them yelling me, just like, all right, dude. Like, do you guys want to set this up?
They can say, they could probably say they a lot would over
if you, I'm kid you not. This is how the live stream went. Screen, it was me just like this, completely just silent, and they were just going on and on, like about like appearance, like, oh, you're broke, like you couldn't even afford me, and I'm like, bro, I don't know who the fuck you think you guys are. But I even offered personally $500,000 of my own cash to like fight me if they win.
I'll fight you.
$500,000 of my own cash if they win. I'll fight you. And it's like so in their favor. It's 2-1.
Yeah, that's never been done.
Yeah.
Like, so imagine
both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
That would be so funny.
Dude, that would be the biggest thing to ever happen. And everyone wants to see those kids get dropped.
That is true. A lot of people do want to see that.
Anyways, fuck you, Island Boys.
Let's take an ad break.
I'm down.
You want to take an ad break?
I have to poop, too, so this is perfect.
Oh, all my right. God.
We're going to take a little break for multiple reasons, and we'll be back soon. And we're back.
I can tell you pooped. Oh, bitch. Smells like a porta potty.
That's your bottom lip. Anyways. let's do some fucking... I love a good Would You Rather. I can start first. Would you rather lick Bryce Hall's feet?
Okay.
I'm talking.
Imagine. Yes.
You horny just or
flavor.
Would you rather? Oh. Would you rather sleep in the same bed as James Charles for a week?
This is controversial.
I think it's a pretty easy decision.
I think. You can sit with.
I'm licking the like. I'm stepping in dog shit and licking my foot. I didn't mean that in the shade. Well, I mean, I'm licking it, like, dude. So that's an easy.
Due to my relationship status, I think.
I mean, like as bros, you don't have to like.
Yeah, I think due to my relationship status, I don't know if.
Dicks would be happy with that.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm avoid sleeping with anyone, and I'm going to.
Wow, you wouldn't spend the night with me in my bed.
I mean. That's maybe kind of after licking your foot. I don't know.
We'll see where it might change my mind. So you're going to lick my foot?
No, I'm not going to lick your foot, Bryce. Oh,
that's fucking bullshit.
I was excited.
Why did I come on this podcast?
Over my dead body.
That wasn't the would you rather.
Yeah, that wasn't like that was your turn. But go off.
Someone else go. Well, you didn't answer.
No, I would lick your foot.
Oh, you're licking my foot.
I would lick your foot.
So you're going to lick my foot.
I feel like you have licked his foot.
He has.
I don't,
is that what guy
did you just
no
no you farted it's okay
oh it's a chair I was like
just did you just gurgle what is what going was on? That
guys I'm a boy still Jesus
fair enough that's not doesn't give you a pass to be gross
you're licking his feet
alright so you're gonna ask us now
would you rather
oh wait no you have to ask me
oh
yeah you have to ask him.
Would you rather
I don't like that laugh. I don't like that. What's going on?
Bryce Hall. So, our lovely friend Noah back here, the thickest boy in LA. Thickest.
You know, he's thick with two C's.
And you know when he's working out, that swamp ass is crucial.
Oh, my God. That,
yeah. Let's say hypothetically he just did 4 hours of training and that shit is dripping like fucking water. Drips into a glass.
It's a good workout.
It's a lot of water ass juice.
Why are you so vivid
with this? Would you rather drink Noah's ass juice, right?
Dude.
God damn.
I have to spice things up, guys.
That's not spicy. That's just disgusting.
I mean, shit. You wait till you hear the second choice.
Ass sweat in a cup.
I'm hygienic. I know some bitches out there would love to drink this bitch's.
I'm glad.
They would pay thousands. Or cash at me $3 million.
I'm going to have to drink the water.
Yeah. Would you not? It's literally the question. Would you drink ass sweat or $3 million?
Yeah.
Don't you?
You're not paying $3 million. You know there's what? No way you're giving you know away $3 million.
You know, I'm going to chug this shit. I'm going to gargle his way.
Yeah. These were trick questions just to see y'all's answer, and I'm starting to think y'all are fucking on the low key.
Huh?
Yeah.
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 Nothing?
Yeah.
All right, my turn. My turn.
Oh, shit. You better ask him first, friend. I'm not here.
No, I'm asking you first.
No, blessed and glad.
I'm asking you first. Would you rather...
Like $3 million is not that much to have. I'm like, just cash.
Would you rather bang your ex or Noah?
Bitch, that's like asking if I breathe air. I'm fucking Noah's. Yeah. I'm like both. No, I'm my ex. Last night, too, shit. It was crazy.
Okay. All right.
Bitch, what type of question?
Hey, you asked me if I would rather drink his ass sweat or PayPal you $3 million.
That is true. Don't come at people for questions.
All right, Noah. Would you rather move in with Dixie and her family?
And or her family.
Yeah, or reunite Sway?
Wait, that's actually a good one. I don't know.
It's a year contract.
Wants to live with their girlfriend's family. Like,
it's not that bad.
I know. I love them to death. Like, don't get me wrong. And I've been on vacation with them, and I wouldn't mind living with them. But it's just,
I feel like you would have fun.
I feel like I would too. But
I think you'd have fun with Sway too.
I do think I would have some fun with Sway, and Sway was fun, very fun.
Like, who's gonna scratch your back late at night, Bryce?
Any of the Sway boys.
Come on.
Friend,
it's a good snack.
Let's get deep.
If you could change, didn't even answer, dude.
If you could change,
you didn't even wait. You didn't even answer.
This is such a weird question.
He didn't answer the question.
He answered the one about drinking your ass.
I know, but it's like it's just such an uncomfortable thing because I love both groups to death, but I don't know if I'd want to live with either of them.
Wow, dude, that's fucked up.
Well, I asked.
So you're not gonna answer this? Wow. Guys, look at Noah just trying to avoid every headline ever.
PR.
All right, you said this way, boys.
If you could change... Wait, that's too deep. I don't want to do that one. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
That's not a bad question.
I don't think it is either, but I mean, it depends how you take it.
I would probably change... I think I would change. I'll stop being so like accessible. Like, I feel like if someone called me and be like, let's hang out, stop what you're doing, I'd be like, okay. Like, I'll, like, yeah, that's really the only thing I'll change about myself. Besides my nose, my forehead, my lips, and my, like, stomach.
I think I would change not giving people such a hard time. Mm. I make fun of people too much. Mm. But, like, only people that deserve it. So, actually, no, fuck that. I'm keeping that. I'm going to change my nail-biting habit.
There you go.
Good one.
Yeah, because he's... making fun of my nubs.
I mean, I think this could be a question all of us could answer because it all kind of relates to us. Like, what's your favorite and least favorite part of being a content creator?
You didn't even answer the last question. What would you change?
What would I change? I would change...
Come on.
What would you change about me?
I'm not... Hey, I didn't ask
you know
the
what
question.
I would change about you?
Wow.
I would change... No, you're... No, not like that.
You know
that.
What you need to fix?
No, you buy too many clothes and shoes.
Yeah, you do.
You have weight. That's a problem.
Like, your bank account's looking bad right now.
Yeah, she's all right.
You got to stop getting so many... You're a hoarder.
You are. I've seen your closet in your YouTube videos. Like, dude, that's way too many clothes.
Like, lend me some, friend.
Like, I wear maybe. I recycle.
It's a lot, but it's my job. And, like, honestly.
Is your job to buy clothes?
Fashion.
Deal.
No, no.
All right. Favorite and least favorite part of being a content creator?
All right. Like, favorite.
Like, what's your favorite part about being in this business?
Favorite. I get to do what I love and make money from it. Like, I actually genuinely enjoy being in front of a camera and creating content. Mm-hmm. Least favorite, the amount of fucking internet warriors. They like to just talk shit on everything that you've trolls. Built up and accomplished. And they're just sitting at home, just like, fuck you, your shoes are ugly. It's like, no, they're, dude, fire.
No, they're maybe not. They're SBs.
Awesome. These are SBs. They're fucking fire. Sometimes I just want to, like, I wish there was a feature where you just, like, slap a comment, you know, not delete it, block them, just, like, a slap.
Yeah, like a little discipline.
Hey, I just gave every single social media app a genius idea. Slap.
Slap a comment.
Slap a comment. Not pin a comment, not block them,
Bryce, like,
not delete a comment. You're going to slap them. It's the most disrespectful thing you can do to somebody.
That is very disrespectful. Somebody slap me.
Spit on someone's comment.
Yeah, or a spit feature. A slap feature would save social media's social media creators' mental state a lot. I feel like
You single-handedly literally ending all hate comments.
Exactly.
Thank you, Bryce.
And they get like a notification. You know how it's like, creator has liked this comment. It's like, creator has slapped them.
Bryce slapped you.
Bryce saw a spit on your comment.
One thing I like about social media or being a content creator, I like creating content, editing and stuff. I think that's like the fun part about it.
So stole my answer, yeah.
No, I mean, your answer was I like to create content to make money. I like to create content because
I like
to create content.
No, I said I like doing what I love and on top of that.
But what you love to do. Different. Yeah. Thank you for defending me, Noah. No.
Okay.
Period.
That's fucked up.
No, see, there. That's where it gets tricky. I don't think I was defending either of you. I think I was just middle ground.
You were.
I was mediating.
I think you were kind of on his side right there. That's kind of fucked up.
That's what I felt.
Okay.
But you know,
we lived together longer.
We did. We've never lived together.
But soon.
It feels like we have.
Okay, what does that have to do with
I'll anything, I'll break guys? The news. They're moving in together, guys.
One thing I don't like is I feel like nowadays everyone wants to do it for the wrong reason, so it's just like oversaturated. Like, everybody wants to be a TikToker because they know that TikTokers make money, but it's just like the people that actually are big nowadays don't actually do it because they want to create content or something. They just kind of like do it because they want to get like rich and famous. No offense, Bryce.
I have never done it for that. No. I've been doing this shit for eight years.
I'm just that was your
I've been doing it for 8 years just like you 8 years. If I hated this,
mine was 7 years.
If I wanted it just for money, I would have quit a while ago.
Bryce, how much money do you have in your bank account?
Right? Should we all show our bank accounts?
Can you go first?
We'll all go at the same time.
Can I hold the phone?
No.
Can I hold your phone while you? Show
how about we account? Show our crypto too?
Bitch, what is it? Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Girl, I was touching grass yesterday. I don't know what crypto is.
All right, we're gonna live show our bank accounts, everybody.
No.
Come on. All right, I guess not.
No, what's it called? One of the things I took away from living with Bryce is that he loves conspiracy theories.
Mm.
He loved a late night conversation about some conspiracy theories.
Mm.
You know, what are some of your favorites? I think theories are so fun to talk about.
I think one of my favorite conspiracy theories is that Noah Beck was a implant. Like, he was here, he signed a contract, sold his soul, and now he's famous because of that. And that's actually one of the biggest theories that myself and the Sway Boys talk about on a daily basis. He's an industry plant. He's the definition of an industry plant. This guy sold his soul.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, I didn't sell my soul.
All right. Come on.
Does Noah feel like I have a soul?
Noah.
It seems a little fake.
It does seem like a There's little no mask, There's no way right? that, yeah. Like a mask. Like, he can't this, be like that. He can't be right this here. Nice, this bland, so ex-controversial. Like, not even ex-controversial, Dixie just, DeMilio, the most just not controversial. It's almost as if he's just there.
Yeah.
But somehow is getting You're really right. famous.
You're right. Noah.
What's going on, Noah?
He's eating me up.
Who sent you here?
Noah, Who was the contract you sold your soul to?
I don't know what you guys are talking
about. I'm asking for a friend.
It's the PR rep.
It's hard to like...
All the people in there are just like...
It's hard to like...
Max will disappear.
That was a joke, guys, if you guys couldn't sense the sarcasm. No, but my actual favorite conspiracy theory is like the selling your soul contract. Like the pen on paper, okay, now you're going to get famous. Is that real? Is it not? Yes, it is.
You think it is?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't think it's actually selling your soul.
No.
I think it's...
How do you think it works?
I think it's...
Do you know how it works?
I don't know. But I think this is how my personal theory is. I think you sign this contract, this label or this management in exchange for you to become really famous is they take all the money from you. So you're actually in reality broke. You get an advance. If you run out of that, you're fucked. And they just make you famous. And then they'll give you like stuff like, oh, here's a car to look even more famous. Here's like a chain or seven.
Can anyone sign this?
I think so.
How do you go about signing this? Like, who do you contact for this? Like, I just
it's like a blurred line. This is just a theory, obviously.
It's crazy. Do you happen to know anyone
I think being in Hollywood, everyone's met like somebody that you definitely is in like a higher power.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I would love to join. So what's up?
What are some other conspiracies that you like?
Life being a simulation. Elaborate. The manifestation law.
Elaborate.
I think manifestation's real, which kind of ties into simulation. Like you're playing your own video game, and if you manifest something, you're kind of conquering or finding a cheat code in your your virtual reality. It's I think that one's real.
Really? Too.
Yeah. Because I for sure have manifested everything that I had.
Yeah, same.
In what way? Like, do you write it out?
You literally just tell yourself.
What's crazy is
you tell yourself, you're looking in a mirror, you're like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to become very, very financially set, I'm going to be rich. It's like, and it happens.
Yeah.
It's almost as if, like, your phone's listening to you. That's also a huge conspiracy too.
Where like you don't think it's like you don't think you owe it to like your hard work as a content creator that you.
I think there's a ton of content creators out there that work 50x, 100x harder than me. Like they deserve to be in the spot that I am, but they never will, which is the sad reality.
Yeah,
it's because they're putting in all the hours, they're doing like the actual hard work, but they didn't get. Lucky?
Mm. Or they haven't told themselves in the mirror yet.
Yeah, go tell yourself in the mirror. Like 100 times. I was doing it for years, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. What is your...
I just walk in the bathroom, Bryce, like, you're going to be fucking a celebrity.
You are going to be famous as fuck, boy.
What's your way of manifestation?
I do it literally like on my whiteboard or in my notes, and I'll like make it my home screen as it is today.
What was the last one that you said?
Huh?
What was the other one that you said?
Life's a simulation?
No. We were talking about
something. The iPhone listening to you?
Yeah.
That's not even a conspiracy. That's not a theory at all. It's
100%
it's a weird.
Because I'll be literally, sometimes I'll be thinking it, which is even weirder, but like, I'll say something out loud, and the next thing you know, on my explore page, I'll get like an ad for something I just said. I'm like,
right? Isn't that fucking so weird? That is weird. And then sometimes I'll be on Instagram and I'll look up like a certain person, and then I go over to TikTok. That person's on my For You page. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah,
that is very weird. And
then sometimes it's even incorporated into the porn I watch.
Okay, in what way?
Like sometimes it's like some like porn stars that I'll look up on Pornhub, and I'll be like. Doing my thing, and then all of a sudden,
what thing?
I'm jerking off.
Okay.
I'm busting a nut. And then I go over to a different app, and they're just on it. And I'm like, yo.
I hate when that happens.
Does it scare you?
No.
Like,
honestly, I'm like, hey, thanks, you're making everything easy.
It's like convenient, no? Like, yeah. I think there's another way to look at it. Like, some people are like scared by it. It's like, or it's just a smartphone.
Million dollar deal.
It could work. Tell yourself in the mirror while doing that. You definitely believe in aliens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about ghosts? Have you ever had a ghost encounter?
I have.
Really?
I've had like very like a lot of paranormal experiences.
Jesus.
Yeah. Especially when I go to like those haunted areas that are like rumored to be haunted.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that'll do it, I feel like.
Yeah. Those are fully
asking
real.
Asking to find those.
Yeah.
Like what have some of those been like?
Some like to the point where it's like you see something in your peripheral vision and then you look and there's nothing there. Or even, have you ever been in a room where you feel like you're being watched and you feel a presence in there? And then you, like, look around and it's like, why do I feel like this?
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, the type of paranormal experiences that I feel.
That's scary.
Or it could be just an anxiety attack. I don't know, one of the two.
Or just both.
Yeah.
What about you? Any conspiracies that intrigue you?
The Mandela Effect.
Oh, that's a good one. I like the Mandela Effect.
There's just so many times.
Explain to people what that is, because I know what it's like, but I don't know like what it's like why is that like a conspiracy? Like
for example, you like let's say.
Well, you should start with how it started. The Mandela Effect. Most people on this planet actually believe that Nelson Mandela died in the 1990s, but come to find out that he still alive.
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
I don't believe
if he's dead, my apologies, but he's still alive to this day. But most people remember that this person died, Nelson Mandela, died like in the 90s. So that was the first recorded like giant effect, Mandela effect. So then that's what it was named after. And now it's like people like are noticing more and more.
Yeah, like thinking something was this,
yeah.
But when it's actually
this. Multiple people. Remember this exact thing.
Weird.
Yeah. It's like an alternate reality. Most people think in like 2012 that we shifted.
I heard about that. I saw something with that. Like, you know, like 2012, like the
everyone
the calendar ends.
Yeah. The Mayan calendar
just ended and people thought like we just died and just shifted over to this other reality.
Yeah. So some people have the same consciousness as before the shift.
Post
and then,
2012.
So now people like have like this new one. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like Berenstain Bears, Bears, Looney Tunes.
Like even like the one that comes to mind is like the Monopoly guy.
With the monocle.
But he doesn't actually have a monocle.
Yeah. Curious George with a tail.
Yeah. I feel it also could just be people just not being very attentive and like not being very observant.
Okay, so why so many people though?
Exactly. Ah, it's weird.
There was one.
I can talk about conspiracies forever. Like they're so interesting.
There was one that I forget. Yeah, conspiracies are wild. I think conspiracies have some truth to them though.
Definitely. I feel like.
The Denver airport?
I'm very open-minded. What's that one?
The Denver airport? You don't know about the Denver airport?
No.
It's like one of the most expensive airports to be built. And then there's like tunnels.
I heard about that.
And then all around it, it's like these demonic entities, like statue of the horse from like the demon. I don't know anything about
Jesus.
That shit. Yeah, it's really weird though. It's like all demonic symbols all around the airport, like even Nazi symbols. It's crazy.
Like swastikas and stuff.
Yeah.
Remind me not to fly into Denver.
Never going to Denver.
No.
I kind of just want to go to see the airport.
You play with fire.
I love it.
Yeah.
But I want to see it. I just want to, like, I've never been there.
Interesting. So what's next for you?
Doing a movie, dude.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
What? How'd this come about?
I was like, fuck it.
Fuck, I'm gonna be in a movie.
Yeah.
So no, what's the details behind it?
So it's the writers and the directors. Writers and producers of Saw.
Right. Oh, so sick.
Yeah, and then produced by, or did I already say that? Directed by Ryan Kavanaugh. I forget what I said, but
yeah,
it's pretty legitimate. It's gonna be honestly awesome.
That's sick. Yeah. When do you start filming?
You
have a script and everything?
Late June. No, we don't. The script is 3/4 done, but it's like the writers of Saw. It's gonna be.
Yeah.
I'm the first influencer to do like a legitimate like, fuck with your mind movie.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's dope.
It's basically
that's
like.
That's exciting.
It's based around the Sway House and the Hype House.
Hmm.
And it's like a competition to see who can get the most followers and how far you'll go to get those followers.
Mm.
You're gonna kill somebody.
We'll see.
Am I gonna? Like, is someone gonna be casted as me?
So the characters are based off of, like,
who's gonna play me?
Some fucking, like, innocent pretty boy, I guess.
Literally.
But
it's like Nate Jacobs.
Yeah.
That's so innocent.
Well, like,
the only person that has the same name, which is hilarious, is Keo. So there's like a person in the movie that's named Keo, but it's like K-E-O.
Okay, so it's almost like a spinoff, spoof. Like, it's almost like,
yeah,
but also very serious. That's so interesting. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun to film. Like, that's going to be really fun to film.
I play myself.
That's sick.
So is it going to be Hype House like that? Is Thomas playing Thomas?
I'm the only influencer.
Oh, sick. Oh, my God.
That's dope. That's really exciting. That's
actually so crazy.
If you look up the producers, the directors, and, like, everything about them, they wouldn't let out shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the credibility behind it.
They would not let this be terrible.
Yeah. It's going to be fire.
I just can't wait to do it and then watch it.
Yeah.
It's like a YouTube video, but long form, and you're like waiting for that edit back, and then you watch it and you're like, damn, that's fire.
Yeah.
Now it's like a full movie. It's going to be sick.
Is it going to be in the theaters, you think?
It's
for sure.
It's going to be a pretty big deal.
That's sick.
And I'm actually super excited for it.
I'm excited for you. That's really dope.
I see you're doing a movie, though.
I am.
You're like the love interest, right?
Yep.
Of course. I wouldn't see it any other way.
Yeah, I'm the bad boy quarterback.
Bad boy.
I'm bad boy in it.
Wow.
I have a full arm sleeve. So you're
acting like me.
Basically.
So if you need lessons, I got you.
Perfect. I'll go to bad boy school, Bryce Hall.
What the fuck are you doing if we're doing movies?
I'm doing a movie too.
Okay then. We're all movie stars. What? Hell yeah.
Oh my god. And that is it for this episode of Split a Sock and Hit, featuring Bryce Hall and Leray Noah Beck.
Make sure you guys go check out Bryce Hall on all of his platforms. It's Bryce Hall and everything. And then make sure you guys follow Leray and I, follow the podcast, Put a Sock in It Pod on all socials, and make sure you give it a big thumbs up, comment, subscribe, turn on the post notifications, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Peace. All right, guys. Selfie.